right, I have a bunch of questions, and maybe you do too. So on the line with us right now, Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, and we are going to talk about property owners and property taxes, and I'm confused about the whole thing. Maria, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're announcing like three new programs today. So as you know, we did the prepayment early with the change in the Trump administration and taxes. We were able to give people a downloadable bill. And we were able to, you could go to cookcountytreasurer.com and you could download your bill. You could either pay it online, you could take it to a Chase bank and pay, or you could bring it into my office, or you can mail it in.
And you stayed open on a Sunday, didn't you? Stay open to allow people to do that?
Yeah, we stayed open New Year's Eve, and we successfully took in $750 million, and 126,000 people got to pay. But what's really interesting about that, and what's precipitated what we did today, is that of the 126,000 people who came in early to pay online, 90,000 of them direct debited their account or paid by credit card. So that what that's telling us is, in terms of the trend in the industry, people don't want mail. They don't want to leave their home. They don't want to come to their office. They don't want to go to their bank. They just want to simply not deal with cash, not deal with checks, not deal with stamps or the post office. They just want to go onto their computer, direct debit their account, get a receipt.
It also shows that people have more money than they did before, because there are certain people, I'm included, that pay our property tax in an escrow account. So it's not like you just have that money to go and pay.
Well, there are about 650,000 people in Cook County who pay with an escrow account. And so every year that money is just wired out from those 600,000 mortgages to our office. So the other million come in from different ways. But what we're doing now is, you've always had a processing fee to pay online, which went to Chase Bank as the third-party processor. We're making online payment for free.
Oh,
that's helpful.
That's very helpful.
Since most people are doing that.
You know, and people are saying, you know, it's just a dollar. Well, you know what? It's like the 7-cent bag tax or the soda pop tax. It's the dollar is an annoyance.
Right.
So about a year ago, we had Jamie Dimon, second in command from Chase Bank, fly in from New York and tell us, look, Maria, we want to tell you that we've always had this relationship with Chase, and we've always had, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 people coming in to Chase Bank to pay. We are going to get down to one cashier per bank over the next 5 years. Over bank branch.
Hmm.
So we were shocked. I personally was shocked, and I got on the phone and I called every major bank in town and I said, look, I need to know if this is true. Are you seriously going down to one cashier pretty much per bank in all these bank branches? And the answer was yes. The answer is we are moving everything online. The banking industry is completely moving away from cash and checks. We are moving to total wire transactions. So in anticipation of that, we have beefed up everything. We are allowing the online payment for free, but we are also doing two other things. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com right now, and you can sign up for e-billing. E-billing means that you will never get a bill from me again unless it comes to your email account. You won't have to go to the mailbox to get it. You can go to your email, download your bill. It's got a scannable line on it. You can direct debit your account, or you can take the bill, go to Chase, or mail it in if you want. So e-billing is big because a lot of people don't want to have to deal with the post office or opening up another piece of mail. And then finally, this is the third thing, on cookcountytreasurer.com, March 1st is our due date this year. You will, in the normal course of business, receive your bill payable on March 1st on February 1st. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com right now and download your bill.
You don't have to wait till Feb 1st.
No.
No, you don't have to wait. So now what you're going to say, do I have the August bill ready yet? because we bill twice a year. We bill in March, and then we bill again in August. Mm-hmm. And the August bill comes July 1st. The August bill is the bill that everybody's kind of, like, worried about, because that's the bill where things go up. And they want to know what it is so they can start to figure out what it is, because the kids are going back to school. Mm-hmm. They've got summer vacations, on and on and on. We get from the treasurer's to the treasurer's office, from both the clerk and the assessor, on or around June 1st or so, the actual figures. They send us the figures. And then we go through this huge process where we take these figures, we download it, and then the mainframe of the county starts printing bills, and then it goes to a mailing house. On June 1st this year, when I get those figures, I'm going to download them onto cookcountytreasurer.com. So you will know in June what you owe in August, and you will be able to see it in front of you. You will no longer have to wait to get that bill on July 1st. So we're really happy about this. We're following this huge trend of people not wanting to have to deal with cash,
yeah,
not wanting to have to deal with the banks, not wanting to, you know, to deal with a mailman, not wanting to deal any of that. And I think we're cutting edge. I mean, this downloadable bill, we are one of the only counties in the country doing this. And when we did the prepayment and collected the $750 million, the 126,000 people who paid, 80,000 of them direct debited their account, 10,000 paid by credit card, and it was the only the other 30,000 that either walked into a Chase bank or very few came in here, the rest mailed them. So this is about convenience. This is about people being, knowing that they have an obligation, mm-hmm. and wanting to get it done as quickly and as quietly and as painlessly as possible. So I'm really excited about this.
Sure.
I think that our numbers from 2001, and this is the difference. In 2001, there were still 300,000 people winding around this building to walk in and pay.
Yeah.
And we had 5 satellite offices. We're down to 1 office here. In 2001, 16,000 people paid online. Last year, 485,000 people
paid. Jump.
Big difference, yeah. Huge difference. Maria, can I ask you really quick, this government shutdown that took place over the weekend, how does that affect you or the Cook County Treasurer's Office? Does it at all?
No, it doesn't. We kind of run independently. So even if the rest of Cook County were to shut down, let's say the whole county shut down, the jail shut down, the hospital shut down, we would keep functioning. And the reason we would keep functioning is because we are an agency that collects for the other 2,000 governments in Cook County. And so there's nothing to shut down because the banks aren't going to shut down. And so if everything's getting wired here and there,
uh-huh.
the money's going to come in and the money's going to get sent back out.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I'm really happy about this program. I think that Cook County's becoming cutting edge. We've had 87 foreign governments. I don't know if you realize this, but Cook County is the 16th largest government in the world because under it sits 2,200 other governments. We have the largest juvenile justice system, the largest prison system, and the largest healthcare system in terms of public in the world. And when you look at that, you realize the magnitude of Cook County. It is a huge government. So being able to be cutting edge with how it is that we're allowing people to pay, and they're obviously telling us that they don't want to come into my office anymore and they don't want to go to a bank. So we've had 87 foreign governments come in and look at our systems because we are so large and so big. So my best guess is the next thing they're going to be doing is getting in here and looking at our downloadable bill and seeing if they can scan
sure.
it as well. So
that makes
good
sense.
Idea.
Yeah, I really appreciate getting the word out on this because, a dollar's a dollar.
Hey, it all adds up.
A dollar's a dollar. It's like the bag tax, 7 cents or soda pop or whatever. A dollar saved is a dollar saved. So we anticipate probably an extra couple hundred thousand people doing this during the next run, which is, I let you know, April 1st if it works.
All right, well, good.
If it works.
March 1st, property tax bills are due March 1st. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com and download your bill right now if you choose. Thank you very much for talking to us, Maria. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a great week, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Maria Pappas, everybody. We'll take a quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.